Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger Maureen Sweeney Kyle from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, September 9th through Thursday, September 15th, 2022. September 9th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today I am inviting my remnant to come closer together in the truth. It is you, dear prayer warriors, who must carry the banner of faith forward into the next generation. Discouragement, when you witness the weak generation now at hand, must be transformed into encouragement as to your role in nurturing the faith. Take every opportunity to do this. These opportunities may be few and far between. Accept your role as part of my remnant so that you may more easily recognize your chances in influencing unbelievers. Be witnesses of the truth. Be sound witnesses and teachers of the truth. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 10th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, continue in your efforts for the conversion of the heart of the world. Never before in history have morals been so compromised and sin so much a non-issue. As my remnant, you must continue to stand for obedience to my commandments. While the world is curious as to my justice, it does not really believe in its realization. There is a general acceptance of status quo and belief that if any justice descends upon earth, it is far off. Do not be fooled by my patience. You do not see the evil lurking in hearts, which, if visited in the world, would easily tempt my wrath. Continue to pray that souls be convicted in the truth of good versus evil. Let your hearts be convicted as to how you stand before judgment in the light of truth. Prepare your hearts as though it were your last breath on earth. A note is given to read 1 Peter chapter 1, 13 through 16. Therefore, gird up your minds, be sober, set your hope fully upon the grace that is coming to you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, do not be conformed to the passions of your former ignorance, but as he who called you is holy, be holy yourselves in all your conduct, since it is written, you shall be holy, for I am holy. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 11th, 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, as long as you remain faithful to the truth of these messages, you have nothing to fear. Decades ago, your nation suffered a great loss. Souls slipped to their perdition. Innocent lives were lost, all due to a false religion. This is why I tell you today, live in the truth. Propagate the truth. Stand for the truth. When truth is compromised, lives and souls are lost. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 12th, 2022, the Feast of the Most Holy Name of Mary. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, as you travel the path of life, make certain you have a firm grip on the handrails along the way. The handrails, of course, are obedience to my commandments. This obedience steadies your gait and leads you in righteousness, so you are not lost along the way. Many events and people may try to pull you off the chosen path. It is love of my divine will that fastens your grip and seals your destiny. You must pray to recognize the enemies of your salvation who try to take this love from your heart. These enemies are always love of self over love of me, your Creator. Pray to love me more as life goes on. Then my will shall be easy to love. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 5, 15 through 17. Look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of the time, because the days are evil. Therefore, do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 13th. 2022. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, learn with your intellect what comprises sin, then avoid it. Do not believe evil versus righteousness does not matter. Differentiate between good and evil. Recognize the unrest that sin causes in your heart. Then seek my forgiveness. When you turn to me with a repentant heart, I will never refuse you my mercy. All sin is a violation of holy love. Therefore, structure your day and your lives around holy love. Examine your conscience often throughout the day, aligning your will with my divine will. This will give you peace of heart. You will feel secure in my love. It is in this way you can most easily move along the path of personal holiness. A note is given to read Jude 20, 21. But you, beloved, build yourselves up on your most holy faith. Pray in the Holy Spirit. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ unto eternal life. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 14th, 2022, the Feast of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, sometimes your lack of prayer against an evil forms of itself a prayer which supports the evil. For instance, if you neglect to pray against abortion, you are strengthening the evil of abortion. Learn to pray short prayers off and on throughout the day against certain evils, such as, Jesus, triumph over the evil of abortion in hearts and in the world. Jesus wants to celebrate with you today the triumph of his cross. To do so, you must first realize the great victory his cross was over sin and death. Celebrate his resurrection. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 2, 4 through 7. But God, who is rich in mercy, out of the great love with which he has loved us, even when we were dead through our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved, and raised us up with him, and made us sit with him in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the coming ages he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in kindness toward us in Christ Jesus." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 15th, 2022, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Our Lady comes shedding many tears. Her heart has many swords in it. She says, "Praise be to Jesus." Children, today I come to you bearing witness to the great sorrows I bore while on earth. In heaven, my sorrows continue as I gaze upon the disregard people have for my Jesus and the sacrifice of his passion and death. The conscious mindset these days is to be as happy as possible in the world, without concern for personal holiness or choosing heaven. I weep in every present moment for a correction of the conscience of the world. Your prayers are my solace. Please pray daily for a reconciliation of all mankind and Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Let all nations repent before a merciful God who desires union with the free will of man. A note is given to read Jonah chapter 3, 1 through 10. Then the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time, saying, "Arise, go to Nineveh, that great city, and proclaim to it the message that I tell you." So Jonah arose and went to Nineveh, according to the word of the Lord. Now Nineveh was an exceedingly great city, 3 days' journey in breadth. Jonah began to go into the city, going a day's journey, and he cried, "Yet 40 days, and Nineveh shall be overthrown." And the people of Nineveh believed God. They proclaimed a fast and put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them to the least of them. Then tidings reached the king of Nineveh, and he arose from his throne, removed his robe, and covered himself with sackcloth, and sat in ashes. And he made proclamation and published through Nineveh, "By the decree of the king and his nobles, let neither man nor beast, herd nor flock, taste anything. Let them not feed or drink water, but let man and beast be covered with sackcloth, and let them cry mightily to God. Yea, let everyone turn from his evil way and from the violence which is in his hands. Who knows, God may yet repent and turn from his fierce anger, so that we perish not. When God saw what they did, how they turned from their evil way, God repented of the evil which he had said he would do to them, and he did not do it. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. September 15th, 2022, the Feast of Our Lady of Sorrows. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Listen well, children. The quickest and easiest way to earn a high place in heaven is selflessness. Live to please others. Live to please me. Do not always be looking towards your own self-advantage, what you will merit from any given situation. Make the sacrifice of making others happy. This very often requires self-abnegation, a dying to self. This is the quickest way to earn much reward in heaven."